Initially, city and county staff were just interested in improving and expanding Spring Hill and Lake Bradford roads. The idea was to impress visitors driving up from the airport and into town. That's still the plan, just without adding new road lanes.
If we would just live within the existing cross section, the existing right-of-way, we could save significant dollars and still capture the benefit of a airport gateway cross section.
That's Ben Pingree, head of city and county planning.
So the same types of bike trails, the same types of improvements and beautification, but you avoid cost because you're not tearing up under the street a lot of the various utilities.
But now Florida State University wants to build a brand new road as part of the airport gateway project.
And it begins just west of Potsdamer and goes up to a little bit just southwest of Stuckey. So cutting through the FSU campus through Alumni Village.
That's Autumn Calder with Blueprint, a joint city-county planning agency.
And as you can see, gateway treatment here, multi-use trail, bike lanes, and sidewalk.
Residents are worried FSU's interest in a new road will take away from needed improvements elsewhere. Resident Cassandra Brown says the Orange Avenue, Lake Bradford, Spring Hill area is congested and unsafe for pedestrians.
And then I have to take Ridge Road to Fairview where I work to avoid all of this.
Yeah.
I can't even come back up this road. If I leave something home and I have to come back down Spring Hill, it's not happening.
Just forget it, yeah.
Resident Latanya Johnson doesn't see why the new road is needed.
With the new road, why are we coming through, making a decision to come through the neighborhood when you have Paul Durack over here that can take you to Stuckey?
And there would be neighborhood and business impacts. Autumn Calder says ultimately, privately owned land and homes would be bought up to build the airport gateway project.
We take acquiring property very seriously, and we follow the federal guidelines for property acquisition, which includes an incentive program and relocation expenses. So we go pretty far when it comes to acquiring people's property.
But the project is still in the conceptual phase, and it's not clear just how many would be affected. The question before city and county officials now is whether the airport gateway plan should include the new road. Residents will have another chance to voice their concerns at a public workshop slated for Thursday at 5:30 at City Hall. City and county officials will take a vote on the plan December 5th. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.